There's been a big fall in unemployment, with the rate dropping sharply to 7.1%, taking it close to the figure at which the Bank of England has previously said it would consider raising base rates. The number of people out of work fell by 167,000 to 2.32 million, the lowest figure in 5 years and the biggest quarterly drop on record. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. James, this is very good news for the government, in particular the Chancellor. But I suppose the question now is, when will those rates go up, or perhaps not so much in the near future?
First of all, you have to say this is a very positive story. It's a very good news that we are seeing such a rapid fall in the unemployment rate. And of course, it's one of the key barometers of how an economy is performing is how quickly people can get back into work after the huge economic troubles that we've had over the last few years. And the fact that this is now falling at its fastest rate ever for the quarter is very good news. And we definitely have to look at this story on those merits. The one issue that it does bring up is the fact that Mark Carney a few months back told us he was pegging the monetary policy of the Bank of England, so the interest rates and the quantitative easing, he was pegging that to the unemployment rate. And when we get to 7% unemployment, that would trigger a discussion over whether interest rates should now be risen or whether there should be a fundamental change in monetary policy. However, what we've seen today, of course, is this huge fall in unemployment, is the fact that we're now very close to that 7% threshold. But what we've seen from the Bank of England meeting minutes, which also came out this morning, is the fact that Mark Carney is almost backtracking in what he said. He's almost telling us that the economy isn't ready for a change in monetary policy, even though we're getting so close to this 7% level. And I think what that tells us is that the unemployment level has fallen a lot quicker than the Bank of England and the government expected.
He would say, of course, if he was listening to this conversation, let's hope he is, that it was only really a possibility that once the rate fell at 7% or below that they would raise rates. It was always something that they would consider rather than actual policy.
Yeah, absolutely. He always said that a fall to 7% in unemployment wasn't a trigger for an instant rate hike. And I think that's really very important to keep. We don't expect to see a rate hike. And of course, the issue we have at the moment is that there is still a huge problem in this country with the cost of living. We're still seeing, even though inflation is falling, and we're starting to see a fallback of food price inflation, but still food price inflation is still pretty high. We've seen issues over 2013 with the price of oil, which has meant that the petrol prices are increasingly higher. And one thing that we're not getting with the unemployment rate falling is average earnings going up at the same rate. Of course, average earnings are barely moving at all. So if you get to a situation where, okay, we hit 7% threshold on the unemployment rate and we talk about a rate hike, if we were to put rates up now, then, of course, we'd have a lot of problem with people not being able to afford mortgage payments, with the cost of living still very high and average earnings not going up.
One thing that I've heard today, and there's a good argument, really, that a lot of people would expect Mr. Carney to come out and actually, you know, really clarify this situation, because there's nothing that the markets hate more than indecision. And we do need to know exactly what the policy is now. If it's not going to be 7%, is there another figure? Or is this just going to go on and on and on until they absolutely decide one day and now's the time to raise rates? This is causing a little bit of a flux in the markets, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they would point to is the fact that the terminology was never that this was a trigger for a change in monetary policy. And of course, they're looking at monetary policy on a monthly basis, on a daily basis. Of course, they're looking at how the economy is performing and how the current monetary policy is working. I mean, I think what will be there is the fact that we're not going to get a movement in rates anytime soon, I don't think. But I think what they need to say is, and it's quite a good news story, of course, even though they've got this slightly wrong, what they need to say is, okay, unemployment has fallen, and it's fallen pretty rapidly, and that is a good thing. And okay, we didn't expect it to fall this far. So what we can do is maybe revise this number down, maybe 6.5%, maybe even 6%, but maybe revise that down. And of course, that will be seen as a good thing. You keep interest rates low, you keep mortgage payments low, average earnings isn't going up, but unemployment is still moving lower. And I don't think we can cloud this very good news that unemployment is getting a lot better with the fact that it means that the Bank of England are getting things slightly wrong. It's them getting things wrong, but if you like, it's getting them wrong in a good way.
I think I know what you mean, James. These figures out today have had an effect, a profound effect on sterling, which has strengthened against the dollar and, of course, the euro with new highs.
Yeah, we're at, today's number has put the pound at new highs for the year against the euro, and of course it's put them at new highs, the highest level since August 2011 against the US dollar. So it's done pretty good news for the pound, and I think one of the reasons for that is, of course, that the pound doesn't. When you look at the currencies, all currencies don't want the stimulus and they don't want low interest rates. They want higher interest rates and no quantitative easing in the economy. So anything that points to that changing sooner rather than later will always be good news for the pound.
But generally, overall, it's all good news for the government. We've got now low inflation, employment really on the rise, unemployment really falling quite steeply. And of course, those figures yesterday from the International Monetary Fund about GDP. So going to nearly about 16 months, isn't it, before we come to the next election, for the current administration, for the coalition, and particularly for the Chancellor of the Exchequer, is about as good as it could be.
Yeah, I don't think they could have really planned this any better. And I think when we get to the budget, which comes sort of March, April time, there will be another big pat on the back like we got in the autumn statement. And the key thing for a lot of this is that a lot of these points are lagging indicators. So when we see these numbers showing that they're getting better, we don't actually feel the effects for those until a few months later. So when we were in recessions and statistical recessions, we were saying, okay, well, the UK is showing no growth or negative growth. That means we're in recession. But actually, a lot of us weren't necessarily feeling that. It was only a few months down the line that you start to feel it. That's the same when things start turning around and getting that little bit better. So it could be even better news for the government in the fact that when we come to the election, it will just be that time when we start to feel the effects of a growing and better economy.